NFL Week 8 picks, predictions, and guaranteed betting locks.
We have a 75% accuracy rate over the past month in the NFL. Today, we're going to reveal 5 more picks for you, so don't miss this. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
So as you mentioned before, we have a 75% strike rate for picking NFL betting spreads over the last month. And if you bet on sports, if you bet on NFL, you know how difficult picking spreads is. If you're over 50% at all, you're doing excellent.
Yeah.
We have been printing money on this show over the last month, and we really just started the show, right? We have less than 1,000 subscribers, so the lucky viewers that are onto us early and are getting on board with our 75% win rate of NFL spreads, you are making big dollars. And we're not just picking random spreads.
No.
We have a proven winning formula. We're looking at the most accurate advanced analytics. We're looking at specific matchups in the games. We found an insider betting edge, and we're using the best possible betting platform to make you the most money. So let's hop into week 8 picks.
Okay, and before we start, you know, we provide 5 picks in this episode. You can bet on each game as like an individual bet, or you can build a parlay, which will be combo boosted, and you can make significantly more money. But if you just want to take 75% victory rate, pretty good.
I like it.
Let's jump right into it. So we got Atlanta minus 2.5. These are guys that are 2.5 favorites on the road in Tampa. What are we looking at in this game?
Okay, so this is hot off the press. Tampa Bay just got absolutely decimated by injuries on Monday Night Football.
So sad.
Very sad. Mike Evans pulled his hamstring real bad. Chris Godwin carted off. Might be season over.
Yeah.
This is a big-time NFC South divisional matchup. The last time these teams played, it was one of the games of the year, 36-30. In overtime, Kirk Cousins threw for 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. Now, we were kind of going back and forth in this game before these injuries, right? And we're like, oh, it's kind of a coin flip. But now, the big story here, like honestly, Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin, they are that team. They are the heart and soul of that team. Their passing attack is their strength. Their running backs are not super impressive. It is in Tampa Bay, which you might think gives them a slight advantage. However, the Falcons are 2-0 on the road this year. The Falcons have only played 2 road games. They beat the Eagles and they beat the Panthers. So what I'm looking at is Atlanta to really take advantage of a decimated Tampa Bay team. We saw the Falcons' air attack was unstoppable last time they played the Bucs. They went for 500 yards, 5 TDs. Kirk Cousins and Drake London had a big day. I see no reason to think that they're going to be able to stop them this time. Plus, without their top 2 weapons, I'm thinking Falcons win this game.
Tampa Bay's recipe this entire season, which has made their offense top 8 in every category, has been let Baker throw the ball 50 times to his 2 weapons that are now missing, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, look, you just played Monday night, so they also have a shorter week for preparation. Right. They just played one of the best teams in the league, a hard-hitting Baltimore team. These guys are going to be so banged up.
Yep.
The Bucs D are in the bottom third in just about every category. They don't have their same offensive weapons. Atlanta's going to come in there. They're going to win by at least 3 points. I think even by a touchdown.
Yeah. The key matchup here for me is Atlanta has a top 5 passing game, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a bottom 10 pass defense. Key matchup. I don't think Tampa Bay no longer has the pieces to keep up with the high-flying offense on Atlanta. Yeah, minus 2.5 for me is an easy pick.
Yeah, Atlanta is a lock, baby.
So before we go into our next lock, let's just talk about, again, the BlockBet platform and why we use BlockBet, right? One, as you mentioned with the combos, right? And we have screenshots to prove this. If you combo up 3 or 4 games on BlockBet, you're literally going to get better odds than using a traditional platform in Bet365. 2 weeks ago, we had the Beanstalk exclusive combo bet. It was 4 picks. $100 was for $1,300 or $1,400.
On BlockBet.
On BlockBet.
And then that same $100 of the exact same bets was only $1,200.
Yeah.
on Bet365.
So if you're using Bet365, you're using DraftKings, you're literally giving money away. If you're using BlockBet through our link, and you can find our, because we're partnered with them, we get exclusive. All the picks we're going to give you guys today, which are our 4 weekly locks, they've comboed up the 4 weekly locks into an additional 15% bet booster, and you can only find that on BlockBet through our referral link in the description of the episode.
Yeah, join BlockBet today. You will get a 200% match deposit bonus, up to $5,000.
It's huge.
So not only are they giving you $5,000 in bet bonuses, but they're also giving you the best odds on the planet when it comes to making sports bets.
It's the best. All right, let's jump into pick number two. We have Green Bay minus 4.5 on the road against Jacksonville.
Yeah, this is probably one of the easiest ones.
Lock of the week?
This might be lock of the week. Jacksonville just spent 2 weeks in Europe.
Yeah.
These guys are going to be jet lagged as fuck coming back.
Jet lag is real.
Yeah, jet lag is real. So Green Bay can do it all. They're top 5 in rushing. They're top 10 in passing. They're top 7 in points. Jacksonville, on the other hand,
can't do nothing.
They're bottom half to the bottom third in all offensive categories. There's no way that Jacksonville is going to be keep up with Green Bay after spending 2 weeks in Europe.
Yeah,
not a chance, man. I think Jacksonville is going to feel like an away game to these guys. They've been away for so long. So look, I think Green Bay, who just they played really well against Houston last week. The fact that they're able to beat my Super Bowl pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay by 4.5 all day.
Yeah, I see. Look, the Packers are a team that is starting to look scary, man. Jordan Love, with his core of young wide receiver talent, he's spreading the ball around. Like, you think it's going to be Jaden Reed. Then it's Romeo Doubs. Then it's Tucker Kraft in the end zone. Then you got Josh Jacobs back there running for 120 yards. Man, this offense looks scary. Jags, yeah, they just beat up on the Patriots, who, you know, rookie quarterback Drake May looked all right. But the Jags, they got nothing, man. Nothing really here to inspire me. Packers have 3 wins in a row. They've only losses this year have been tight losses to the Vikings and Eagles. Mm. They could be 4, they could be 5-1, they could be 6-0. This is a great team that is getting healthy with Christian Watson again. It just, they got weapons at every area. I don't think Jacksonville has much of a home field advantage with that crowd anyway. The team just kind of stinks. For me, yeah, Love dominates this game. Packers win by 5 or more.
Okay, so Green Bay is top 10 in passing, like I said. The Jacksonville defense ranks dead last against the pass and has given up the third amount of points per game in the league.
Yeah.
There's no way they can even... No, there's no way. This is 4.5 easy all day.
Love that. All right, let's jump into... This is kind of funny. So we had a couple... 2 weeks ago, we had your like Super Bowl prediction, which was Lions-Texans. This week, we have my Super Bowl prediction, which is a little wonkier at this point this in the year, but Eagles-Bengals. So, you know, two teams, interesting picks. One team hasn't been great. One team's starting to come into it. So we have Eagles are 2.5 underdogs at Cincinnati. What do you think here?
How the heck are these guys 2.5 underdogs? Doesn't make sense to me. Cincy is 0-3 at home. Philadelphia 2-1 on the road. Here's how I see this game going. This is exactly how this game's going to go.
Yep.
Philly is second in the league in rushing yards per game. Cincinnati is 21st in defending the rush. Philly is just going to wear these guys down. They're going to keep Cincinnati's defense on the field and the Cincinnati's offense off the field. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is 28th in the league when it comes to running the ball and 7th in passing. Luckily, Philly has a top 10 defense against the pass this year.
Yep.
So in my opinion, I'm not impressed with Cincinnati this year. Their wins are against the 2-5 Giants, 1-6 Browns, 1-6 Panthers. They even lost the 1-6 Pats. So they've demonstrated that they cannot win. Guess what? Here comes the Eagles. They're 4-2. They haven't beat a team with a winning record all year. Philadelphia, I don't understand how these guys are underdogs in this game with a fully healthy offense. Mm. Saquon Barkley putting up almost 200 yards per game. These guys are going to pound the rock against a weak defense.
Yeah, Philadelphia to me looks like, again, like the Packers, a team really hitting their stride. Saquon Barkley in that run game is unstoppable. And when you have A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and Jalen Dodson all out there at the same time, Jalen Hurts is starting to look real good as well. And again, just, you know, we're keying in on these matchups, right? You have Philadelphia with their extremely strong run game against an extremely weak run defense in Cincinnati. Then on the other hand, I have to hand it to Joe Burrow is starting to look excellent out there. Him, Higgins, and Chase are really moving the ball. But as you said, the Eagles have a top 10 pass defense. The addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson has really shored up their back end. They're starting to shut down quarterbacks and receivers. So it's just the matchup play here is so key for me. Like, Philadelphia is going to be able to dominate the ground, and they're going to be able to shut Burrow, or like keep Burrow, Higgins, and Chase in check. Maybe not shut them down. But yeah, I mean, I think Philadelphia should be the favorite in this game.
Yeah.
So to take the 2.5, 100%, I think the Eagles are going to cover that spread. I think the Eagles are going to win this game.
Yeah, I think the Eagles just pound the rock against these guys.
Yep.
All right, on to our last lock of the week. Again, remember, we're making all these bets on BlockBet. You can get the referral link in the description. You'll get that beautiful deposit bonus. You'll get that beautiful combo bet boost that you're not going to see anywhere else. For this next one, we got the Steelers. They're 6-point favorites at home against the Giants. Is this a big enough spread?
This is funny. Steelers, okay, you have to hand it. We talked about this before. You got to hand it to Mike Tomlin, man. The Steelers are, again, one of the surprises of the year. They started with Justin Fields at quarterback. He went 4-2. Then they switched to Russell Wilson. Seamless transition. They beat the Jets. Now they're 5-2. The thing about the Steelers, they haven't really beat anyone, quote-unquote, great yet, right? Their wins are over the Jets, Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos. They've lost to the Colts and the Cowboys. Now, that might catch up with the Steelers eventually, but not this week, because the Giants stink.
Yeah.
They have scored a combined 10 points over the last 2 weeks, and one of those games was against the Bengals, who have one of the league's worst defenses. They managed 3 points against these guys. And they scored 7 against the Eagles last week. Daniel Jones was benched for Drew Lock. This team is in disarray. The Giants' offense is bottom-ranked in almost everything. The Steelers have a top-3 run defense and a very healthy defensive line. T.J. Watt is scary. I'm looking for T.J. Watt and that defensive line to get to the quarterback, whether it's Daniel Jones or Drew Lock, behind that Swiss cheese Giants' offensive line. And then I think the Steelers, with their top-10 running attack, are going to pound. Guess what? The Giants allow the league's worst yards per carry. The Giants are allowing 5.4 yards per carry on the ground. That is horrendous. That means you run the ball twice, you got a first down every time.
Yeah, you can do all that all game.
Jalen Warren is healthy. He came back last week against the Jets. So now they not only are they have Najee Harris, they have Jalen Warren. So they got the two-pronged attack there. I think all the matchups, Russell Wilson, he looked decent. Doesn't have to play hero. Steelers by a touchdown easy.
There's two little things I looked at to make this one really simple for me. For one, the Steelers are amazing in primetime. I don't know what it is, but when these guys play out under the lights, they're fucking sick. Maybe that's Tomlin.
Tomlin
knows what to do for these. Yep. Steelers have a one. So Steelers, all 5 of their wins this season have been by at least 7 points. Okay? The spread's 6. The Giants are losing by an average of 14 points per game. Easy. The spread is 6. Who do I think is going to play better? Well, I think I see a top-5 defense in the league going after a quarterback who is walking on eggshells right now. I think it's going to be so in his own head that he's going to make errors and mistakes. He's going to be tentative. When you're walking on eggshells, you're overthinking things. You can't just be an athlete out there and play. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to struggle. They're really going to struggle, and I think the Steelers take this by 6.
I like it. So those are 4 guaranteed weekly locks, the Beanstalk locks of the week. But we do have an extra game, the bonus game, which we're pretty confident in this one. Maybe our confidence level. I just want to say, you know, we went 5-for-5 2 weeks ago. We went 4-for-5 the week before that. Last week, we went 3-for-5. So we're on a pretty good run. I think our confidence in those last 4 picks is as high as I have been. Like, we do a lot of study, a lot of analysis. Those 4 games, I think they're all going to hit. I'm pretty confident in all of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to be running that Beanstalk Bets 4 parlay. I'm going to be throwing dollars on that. I'm going to be betting them all individually. I'm going big, baby, this week. But here we have one last game. We got to talk about it because it is the Sunday nighter. It's a primetime game. We got the 49ers. We got your Cowboys. Cowboys are 5.5 underdogs in San Francisco. What do we think?
I think San Fran just lost to a pseudo 7-0 team. They lost to Kansas City last week. And it's like, that was their one opportunity. It was a revenge game. You know, they're at home. You know, they have a beat-up Kansas City rolling into their home pace. And they lost by 10 points. Bro, what is that team doing over in San Fran right now? Here we have Dallas coming off a bye. You have some interesting stats on how Mike McCarthy is after a bye and all these things. Mm-hmm. But I think when Dallas gets his 2 weeks of recovery time, I know Mike McCarthy, he is essentially playing for his life right now. I think Dallas... Yes, they're underdogs, but look at who San Fran lost last week. Debo's got pneumonia. Ayuk just tore his ACL. He's done for the season. So who are they relying on this team right now? George Kittle and backup running back?
Yeah.
You know, it's like they don't have much. So to me, I think Dallas coming off the bye, they cover the spread 5.5.
Yeah, I think the storyline is, the 49ers are beat up, man. Purdy has been used to having all these weapons at his disposal his entire career. not that I'm saying he's a bad quarterback, but he's getting exposed a little bit because he just doesn't have these playmakers everywhere, right? He's going to be playing now the Cowboys without Debo, without C-Mac, and without Ayuk. Those are three superstars.
Yeah.
Right? Then we have, yeah, so as you mentioned, we have head coach Mike McCarthy, 12-5 in games immediately following the bye, 3-1 during his tenure with the Cowboys, with a lone loss coming to Green Bay in 2022. I think the Cowboys, they just got absolutely destroyed by the Lions.
It's a wake-up call.
A team learns a lot about themselves when you get absolutely owned like that. They're going to be pissed. Then we look at matchups, okay? Dallas has a top three passing defense. The 49ers' weakness may actually be their pass defense. Do I think that the 49ers are going to be able to bottle up that passing defense? You know, we obviously have Dak. We obviously have CD. This Jalen Tolbert guy is becoming a bit of a weapon for the Cowboys. Even in the loss against the Lions, he put up a decent game. So maybe their passing game is actually, it is a legitimate top three attack. Do I think that the 49ers necessarily have the weapons now without all those superstars to keep up with Dallas, who I think can maybe score 24, 28 points? I just don't see it. And, you know, looking back on Dallas now, they beat the Steelers, right? Steelers are looking, that's looking like a pretty good win.
Yeah.
So we know that the Cowboys can win on the road.
Capabilities there.
They have the ability to beat good teams because they have superstars. And I think, man, honestly, yeah, Mike McCarthy, he's playing for his life. He keeps losing games, he might get fired. I think Dallas is going to be rested. San Francisco 49ers are beat the fuck up.
Yeah. And McCarthy's playing for his life.
Yeah. And Dallas, honestly, they don't even have to win this game. They just have to cover a 5.5 spread. I mean,
yeah.
They can lose by a field goal. We still win.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I think we got to take the Cowboys here. We're hammering it. We got a few underdogs on the ticket this week. So I think that's going to be our number five play. And, like, look, if we missed out on any game that you think is a lock, let us know in the comments. If we missed your favorite team, let us know in the comments. And we'll make sure to fit them in next week's episode.
All right, to recap, Green Bay by 4.5. Philly, underdogs, 2.5. We're taking them. Steelers by 6. Atlanta by 2.5. And Dallas as underdogs at 5.5. Make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.